views expressed on the following program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Benny, what was that song yesterday that we did?
I have no clue. I had forgotten completely. Oh, that one.
999-999-888-888-777-777-1111. Okay, so you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show Talk Radio to Thrive.
Stephanie just does not understand.
All right, we're going to explain it. Yeah. Let me tell you why we're singing that song. Stephanie Durham is with us today, and this is really, rub your hands together, get the juicy flow of manifestation in your psyche, because we have been having incredible demonstrations on air as well as shortly after that. And Stephanie is here to talk about some of the demonstrations that have showed up for her this week. But those of you that listened to the show yesterday with Monique Chapman, you heard Gail online get that demonstration right on the show with the second caller that called in. Then you heard Nick, who came on and said, I want to be a musician, I want to do this, and this is what I want to do. 7 o'clock last night, Nick gets a call out of the blue, from a band he worked with over the summer as he was helping, as a little apprentice helping, produce this band that's going to go to a major label. And what do you think they need?
A lead singer.
Keyboard player.
Oh, that too.
He's a pianist.
He can play backup, though.
Keyboard player. He is a pianist. Can you believe it?
That is amazing.
No, they are not considering other people. No. This is about 999-888-444, whatever we were doing yesterday.
And it worked.
And it's so right on. And Stephanie, you know what I'm talking about. Stephanie Durham of the Inquiring Mind, for those of you that are just tuning in for the first time, yes, this is really the Dr. Pat Show. We do act like this. This is what happens on this show. And Stephanie is a life coach. She's also the producer of The Home Team. And more importantly, her expertise, hypnotherapy, master practitioner, and graduate of CMED, focusing on sacred contracts. She brings all of this together in her work, in her business, and manifestation. Manifestation.
Intention. You know, we continue. I think I'm just sitting here laughing at you guys. It's so true that why do we act so surprised, really?
Exactly.
I mean, when we put it out there, when we put out there our intention and our desires, anything can be manifest, the negative and the positive. So beware of that, people.
Yes.
Beware.
Oh, yeah,
so
totally.
Here you are. You're having a conversation. You're in the energetic realm. And someone calls for a request. And out of the blue, apparently, it looks that way. Out of the blue, phone calls start happening.
It looks like that.
It looks like it. Beware, people. It is all divinely planned.
It totally is. The key, though, yesterday, I think, was even though Gail called in, she was so open to change.
Yep.
She was so open, and she worked with the idea after questioning. Monique was like, okay, so what's your passion? Well, I don't know. Well, what's your passion? Finally got to the animal thing, and that demonstration was on air. Nick was really clear about his passion, but he wouldn't give a time frame, and he was driven to give a time frame.
So for the people who didn't hear yesterday, they didn't hear the program.
Right.
How did animals equate to a keyboard?
Well, for Gail, her demonstration was live on air. She, out of the conversation, said she loves animals. Loves animals.
Alrighty.
You know, would love to be around them.
Mm-hmm.
She, and her background is financial and auditing.
It has nothing to do with animals or the
nothing
nature.
Nothing at all. Phone rings right here at the studio. Benny comes in on air. A message from a woman that was listening to the show, one of our listeners, who said, oh, by the way, I sit animals. You're welcome to join me.
See there?
Right.
Okay, so then what happened to Nick?
Nick was more like, I'm not really sure what I want to do. He just finished from the Institute. He is a fabulous pianist. Actually, I play his music on one of my other shows as my intro. And, you know, he was like, do I take this job to be an audiovisual guy for a company? Or do I go on the road with this other band and be their roadie? But I'd really like to play music. He really liked to play music.
So then a few hours later, he gets a phone call.
7 o'clock.
And they need him. They didn't hear the show, did they?
Did not hear the show.
See?
Did not hear the show.
No.
7 o'clock, email, phone call, right there.
You got to put it out there, people. Put it out there, talk about it, ask for help, and then pay attention when the phone call comes.
Exactly. Even though what we were talking about, Stephanie, for Nick was, well, you know, when do you want to do it? And he said, well, 2 years. By we gave him an actual date. June 21st, 2008. Was the date he picked.
Okay.
June 21st, 2008.
So he went on his timeline and he saw it out there.
I want to point something out. What was Thursday's date?
It was the 21st of September, which is, if you look at June and September, I suppose the number inverted would be a 6 or a 9 instead of a 6.
Well, also part of the whole equinox thing, also part of, you know, I mean, it was a portal that was opened from his heart to the universe.
Right. So there you go.
Any of us, we can all do this.
Absolutely, and we do. Every day we do it. And if we pay attention to it, that is paying attention to the signs, the signals, and taking action. God, the universe, the divine, is not going to hand us a meal to eat if we don't say that we're hungry. We have got to say what we want. We've got to take action. And then we have to participate in our own life to the fullest extent possible. And that is not always happy. It's not. It can be difficult. It will actually pull things from inside of us that we did not even realize we were capable of.
Yes. It was interesting yesterday when I went back and Nick and I chatted a little bit. And we worked on, because we were talking about letting go. And we worked on this idea, you know, what if you were to let go of everything and just see what shows up? I mean, what would that be like if you let go of everything and see what shows up? Now, you know Nick.
Yeah.
And, you know, he has the ability to just, okay, I'm with it.
I'm here.
I'm with it.
I'm all about it.
Yep, I'm going to go out to dinner for somebody's birthday tonight, and I'm working on a spreadsheet, but I'm here with it, and just let it roar.
So tell me, how does that feel to be involved and to witness someone's life that way when you're working it?
I absolutely love this. And I love the way things show up all the time.
Our passion.
For me, my passion is to change the vibration on the planet one listener at a time. Yeah. And if you have heard something in that show yesterday and will hear something today, just something different, Stephanie, that really has you think to point your arrow in a slightly different direction, then that's what I'm here for. And, you know, yesterday at Lunch for the Soul, the same conversation, talking with people that were at the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo. One individual changed her life completely. Isn't that what you and I are doing? I mean, isn't that the passion that we have is really to create an opening for people?
Yeah, we're actually a visual portal.
Exactly.
You know, portals, people don't see portals all the time. And here I am. You can see me if you look at me. I can see me. And we open the space. We create the space, not only for ourselves, but for others.
Right.
And then it's not a lonesome journey.
It's not. And, you know, you know about that because now here you are, Sacred Contract, now the home team.
Team television.
People ask me how I got into radio. They must ask you how you got into the home team. Where did you study production? How did you get involved with producing a nationally syndicated television show?
I was in a meeting all day yesterday with some people from out of town, and both the individuals are from the television industry, and one of them in particular has been involved for a number of years, the last 30 years. And he looked at me and he said, so tell me, how does it feel to be a television executive in 4 months?
Yeah.
He said, you're a little bit of a quick study, but he says, now you got it. And I looked at him and I thought to myself, I feel like I've been baptized by fire. And yet, it fits.
Natural flow. I've seen you. I've seen you there. It is so, you're so perfectly aligned that no one would ever know that you've been doing this 4 months.
No.
The connection you have with the people, the team that you have, the work that you do, the magic that happens.
You know, though,
it's incredible.
That goes, though, in all credit to the individuals who are actually working to put this together.
Don't you think?
Very talented people, very skilled at what they do. And every creation is a combination of energies. And what I have been able to do, I believe, more than anything, is because of the training I have and the work that I do here on this program, I recognize skills and traits and talents and characteristics in people that they might not have seen. And I help them and I work with them rise to their own ability and putting the right group of team together. I'll tell you, as I'm sitting here, I don't care if somebody has got eons of experience in a particular area. If they don't fit, if they don't click,
exactly.
If they don't fit, if they aren't passionate and aligned with the television program, they're not a part of the team, because it's like putting a cog in the wheel instead of putting a new spoke.
I totally agree with that. You know, today after the show, we're meeting with about three or four people that have, replied to our sales position we have open. And they've all said to me in hesitation, none of us have done radio. And I said, well, join the group. I mean, I don't come from a radio background. I said, but the question is, do you believe in what we do?
And
where
looking,
is your heart?
And you're looking for someone with the marketing and sales skills. I've had so many people. Actually, I had a television director tell me about 6 months ago that out of the there's a school in California. Well, there are many schools all over the country, but there was one in particular where the students would come and say, we don't know what to do. And he told them, well, first of all, why are you going to school to learn television? You go learn business. You go learn business, and then you work in the television industry.
Absolutely. Now, we've got a special show today.
We do. We have our most recent home team recipient going to be joining us. As a result of last week's program, you heard us talk to their family. Today, we hear from them.
And we've got the sacred contract cards, the archetype cards. We're right here on the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. We're going to take a shorty, and when we come back, more with Stephanie Dorham and me and Mr. Benny. We'll be right back.
Imagine spending time meeting like-minded people, sharing a scrumptious meal, and uplifting and nurturing your soul with messages by the best speakers and musicians around. Lunch for Your Soul is a delicious, sweet gathering of people committed to living more consciously and bringing joy to their work. Join Lunch for Your Soul the third Thursday of each month. For more information, visit their website, thebroadview.com. That's thebroadview.com.
This is Dr. Scott Lynch of Crown Hill Chiropractic, your center for maximized living. Listen for my maximized living tips on the Dr. Pat Show over the next 26 weeks. We will teach you value-driven health, showing how your core values and health paradigm determine your health potential and quality of life in the future. Visit us at 9776 Holman Road Northwest, Suite 109 in North Seattle, or on the web at www.crownhillchiropractic.com, or give us a call at 206-782-8800.
Your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to discover what's preventing you or your business from obtaining your goals, dreams, and vision. The Inquiring Mind is your partner. Listen Fridays at 11 a.m. as Stephanie Dorham, professional life coach, presents ACES, Authenticity, Choices, Empowerment, and Success. Spanning 25 years of successful business tenure, in addition to over 4 years of training with Caroline Mace at the CMED Institute, Stephanie's authenticity and vast knowledge helps you objectively explore wise choices with her finely attuned facilitator skills, leading you to personal empowerment and ultimate success. Do you know you have power to create what you want in your life and in business? You do. This message will self-absorb in 5 seconds. For more information, call us toll-free at 1-866-461-6463.
The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on Earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Want to get out of the rat race and stay out? Let Mary Hendrickson, cash flow specialist from First Horizon Home Loans, show you how. Mary takes 27 years of successful banking and brokering and turns them into stepping stones that pave the way to your financial independence. All loans closed for Dr. Pat Show listeners receive a $300 reduction in closing costs. Call Mary today at 425-576-2249 and begin your path to financial freedom. That's 425-576-2249.
Write it down, shout it loud. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Now, wasn't that fun?
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I'm here with...
Hi, everybody. Stephanie Durham with the Inquiring Mind, and I'm glad to be back.
Yes, we're glad you're back, too. Now, we have a guest.
We do have a guest with us, Pat. Last week, if for those of you who listened and for those of you who didn't, you can be aware that we are now doing every other week. We remotely broadcast from some place in the nation where Home Team Television is assisting and providing opportunities for first-time home ownership to many individuals. It's like a barn raising. And so people who have gone to our website, www.hometeam.com, and submitted either for themselves or nominated someone to become a recipient of a home, we last week were in North Olmsted, which is just outside Cleveland, Ohio. We had Smitty and Sheila on the
line.
That's
right.
You remember Smitty and Sheila?
I remember. Oh, yeah, totally.
And Smitty's daughter, Rachel, and Sheila's granddaughter was selected to be the recipient of the home in that area. And we have Rachel with us today, and she is going to share with us her experience and what it was like for her to click that button to apply.
Okay.
Kind of like showing it up. Are you there, Rachel?
I am here.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Rachel, this is Dr. Pat.
And Hi, Rachel.
Dr. Pat.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Last week when I was in Cleveland with your family members, Dr. Pat was on the radio with us and spoke with your dad. And, you know, it's funny because one of the things that we asked your Smitty about you was to describe you in a word or two. And what word did he use, Pat? It wasn't the one that...
No.
Feisty.
Yeah.
Feisty, that you were feisty.
Yeah.
Yeah, you find that a little humorous there, do you, Rachel? And so Pat was saying, aha, because she shares that particular pattern, and she calls it the rebel.
So you have been referred to as that in my past.
Well, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
No, I haven't outgrown it just to bring you up to date.
It's fun to play with.
It just gets focused in a different way now.
Well, I could agree.
Yeah.
So tell me, Rachel, how is it that you became to step out there? If you were listening to the program earlier, you heard us speaking about people who kind of send out there into the universe and manifest and request and provide themselves available for change. So what prompted you to even click the apply button on the internet?
Well, I had watched the Home Team for a few months, and every Sunday would, you know, watch the show. And I happened to be online while the show was airing and saw how you can go online and apply, and just kind of did it on a whim. I'd always wished to own a home, but knew that at this point in my life it wouldn't be financially achievable, and just thought to, you know, go ahead and apply.
So you just clicked the button and you applied. And when you did you think, what the heck, it can't hurt?
Exactly. And I figured that no one would even read it. So many people probably apply that it would get lost in the shuffle of applications and just to forget about it, which is what I did for a few months until I finally did hear from someone.
And so you've been going through a lot of transformation in your life in the last number of years as well, really stepping up there and acknowledging the opportunity to change. So... would you have 5 or 6 years ago even done something like that?
No, I wouldn't have. I was kind of lost in a different world 5 or 6 years ago and didn't even think about what was going to happen the next day at that time.
So what happened that, and if you don't mind sharing, what happened for you as a signal that you wanted to change things?
Well, I woke up one morning and knew that I was pregnant.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. And I went to the store and I bought a pregnancy test, which came back positive. And I didn't believe it, so I went back and I bought another one. And it came back positive. I shared the news with a friend of mine who took me to a local free clinic to get another test, which came back positive. And the reason that I was so persistent in getting proof that I was is because at 14 I was told I would never be able to carry children or become pregnant as a result of a medical procedure.
So here you were, out of the blue one day, the impossible was happening to you.
Exactly. And I knew, I'd always had an idea of what kind of parent I would ever be if I ever had the opportunity or wanted to be. And so I had to make that happen. And I turned around right away and straightened up.
Well, we all go through changes in our lives, and it's through, as our program shows here, and when we look at our characteristics and strengths and patterns, it's through the shadow of our life that our enlightenment and our power shows itself.
Oh, yeah,
it's
absolutely.
It's in the dark moments.
Yeah, you're talking with two people that have kind of been there. Maybe not quite the same way, but it's the choice that you made. And to just repeat what you said is, I found out and I straightened up.
Pretty
right.
That, what that means is you found out and you decided to change your life.
And I'm sure it wasn't an easy journey for you, even today. You know, here, you know, Rachel, when we are on set and we are, of course, you are there and are not aware of what, you, none of the recipients, Pat, know this is happening to them.
I know. That's what's so magic about this. I love this.
But you got some hints, didn't you, Rachel?
My family was behaving a little strangely.
What were they doing?
Well, they were a little extra nice, and things just weren't adding up as far as how they normally behave. I used to be able to reach my grandmother if I called her right away, and if I didn't reach her, she would call me back within minutes, and that wasn't happening. Timelines between the family members weren't adding up. Just there were a number of things that were kind of odd, but I never would have dreamed that it was because of something as great as the home team.
So you knew something was odd about your family, but yes, didn't know what to call it. So, you know, here we are, and Pat, you know, because you've been on set with us at other sites, we are...
I can't wait to go again. I totally enjoyed this.
Well, we need to
great.
Put that on the calendar for
I
everybody.
Loved it.
So here we are. We're literally... This particular house had some old aluminum windows that had lost their seal.
Uh-huh.
So Home Team was able to arrange through one of our sponsors. Actually, it was Lowe's.
Oh, wow, great.
In that area. And the entire house.
No.
New windows.
Outstanding. Well, that's what we're talking about in terms of manifesting.
So here we are, and this house has no windows. We're standing there in the yard.
No
all
kidding.
The windows are torn out.
Oh, I can imagine that.
And you know, all carpet. This house was a place where this fellow had lived. He was the original owner and had been there almost a little over 30 years.
Uh-huh.
And although it had been maintained, it had never been updated, Pat. Oh, my gosh. It looked like a bad dream out of the 60s. I got to tell you. But it was very structurally sound. So the friends and family were telling us, geez, she kind of likes this color. She kind of likes that color. And there was a very special thing, wasn't there, Rachel, that was moved into this new home for you?
Yes.
All right.
What was that?
My piano. That was a gift from my grandmother when I was younger.
Oh, wow.
And this particular piano you learned to play on?
I did when I was almost five.
Almost five.
I learned my first song at four.
Really? And how much joy does it bring you to play?
It's something that I had really forgotten about. I mean, it's been in storage for 7 years, and I just hadn't even really thought about it, but sitting back down at the piano and having it in my home, and just, it's great. It's another thing that I'm very grateful for, is to have that back.
Did you find that when you sat down to play that there was a part of you that felt like it reconnected with you?
Yes, I can agree with that.
And so when you sit down to the keyboard and you put your hands out there, what picture do you see in your mind that is so comforting?
Being at my grandmother's house.
Oh, yeah, that feeling. Oh, my gosh.
That feeling.
That brings me back.
Yeah. And so now you have the ability to every day sit and express yourself in a musical way, which, from what I understand, is one of your very passions.
Mm.
It is.
Well, this is great. You know, Rachel, when we come back, we're going to talk more with you about what that experience was like when you drove up to the house, saw the house, and actually got to walk into this beautiful, beautiful place. We're going to take a short break right now. When we come back, more with Stephanie Durham. I mean, this is... you're glowing, Stephanie. I know what this is like to actually be able to... have someone's life transform right in front of you.
To participate in that is a blessing. I am blessed to be there.
It's absolutely fabulous. And Rachel, if you hang on for a minute, we'll be right back after this short break. I want to remind everyone you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. Now, Stephanie, what's the website for the home team?
www.hometeam.com.
And that's all the information, all the times for
there.
The show. If you want to apply, you can certainly do that. All of this is right there.
We even tell people what cities to look for.
That's right, you do.
Yes.
I know. I got my homies on the East Coast waiting for some of the East Coast cities. So, everyone, we'll take a short break. When we come back, more with the Dr. Pat Show. Stay tuned. If you've got comments or questions, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. If you want to tap into some of that manifestation juice, it's happening right here. We'll be right back.
You got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie, cause your loving gets me high. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in her eyes and her looks to kill. Time is passing, I'm asking, could this be real? Cause I can't sleep, I can't hold still. The only thing I really know is she got sex.
Looking for love in all the wrong places? Tune into the Dr. Pat Show to find out how you can come home to the love within your own body. I'm Lavina Grandke-Taft of Radiant Embodiment, and I can help you relax into the pleasure of your feminine side. Experience my bodywork approach to healing and wholeness in Bellevue, October 6th through 8th. Visit RadiantEmbodiment.com to sign up and smile. That's RadiantEmbodiment.com.
We all have them. Traits in us that make us special, unique. Characteristics that drive us. Some drive in third. Some are in overdrive. Some are in neutral. And others are in reverse. What makes us tick? Why do we do the things we do? Do we change the way we behave? Can we? How? Yes. Yes, you can. First, we have to embrace who you are and then enhance that in which we see. The Inquiring Mind is your partner. Listen Fridays at 11 a.m. as Stephanie Durham, professional life coach, presents ACEs. Authenticity, choices, empowerment, and success. Spanning 25 years of successful business tenure, in addition to over 4 years of training with Caroline Mace at the CMED Institute, Stephanie's authenticity and vast knowledge helps you objectively explore wise choices with her finely attuned facilitator skills, leading you to personal empowerment and ultimate success. If you want to smooth shift into the right gear, call us toll-free 1-866-461-6463. That's 1-866-461-6463.
You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by.
Are you ready to strengthen your sense of self and gain clarity about your unique purpose in life? The Rocky Mountain Mystery School, one of seven ancient schools of light on the planet and the only one open to the public, is coming to Seattle for all who seek greater empowerment, fulfillment, and meaning in life. This mystery school comes from an ancient lineage, and it teaches the keys to hidden knowledge, wisdom, and tools of power that have been preserved throughout the ages, now offering you ancient teachings for modern times. And learn how to meet the divine, November 8th through the 12th at the Seattle Convention Center. To register, call 206-508-3810 or visit mysteryschoolnw.com.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Durham of The Inquiring Mind, and you're listening to The Dr. Pat Show. Get clear on your sacred contracts and the cards you hold in life. Listen Fridays at 11 a.m. Sign up for our newsletter. Check out our website, inqmind.com.
1150kknw.com, your connection to Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m.
My lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, you're my pretty baby, you'll make your legs shake, you'll make me go crazy. Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By, here with Stephanie Durham. We're talking about the unfolding of change. We're talking about the manifestation. And the message that I want to make sure that everyone hears from me is that when you really are totally aligned with the divine, when you're really clear about what you want in life, when you don't clutter it with all of the noise that would have you believe you don't deserve it, you're not good enough, you can manifest in a nanosecond. You saw it on the show yesterday. That is how it works. The law and the universe already has what it is that you want right in front of you. That is the truth of that. The message is to get clear of all of that other stuff that's putting noise in the channel. That's why we do this show, to change the vibration, to open up the doors, and to have you step into your divine birthright, which is abundant. Stephanie Durham is here with me today from The Inquiring Mind and the producer of The Home Team. We're here with Rachel, who was the recipient of a brand new home.
Of a brand new facelifted home with cosmetic.
Home.
You betcha. And, you know, it is amazing what happens when we clear the clutter.
Clear the clutter.
Clear the clutter. Clean the closets out. Clean the closets out.
We call it crust on this show.
Yes. And so, personally, for me, I had someone tell me about a year and a half ago, I was in my own place trying to say, okay, now what do I do? And they said, clean your closets out. And look at everything and you'll know whether or not to keep it or throw it away. So I started cleaning my closets, physically and metaphysically. And before you know it, you know, one thing led to another. I paid attention. I showed up. I participated in life. And I am richly, richly fulfilled to be able to travel the country and to meet people like Rachel and her family who stand up in the community. The neighbors.
Yes.
The neighbors, they walk over, they offer that. You know, we've had neighbors who have been electricians pulling up carpet in a basement at 11 o'clock at night. Never met the family, but it's a sense of community.
I have been blown away by that. And having seen that myself, I remember, you know, one of the one that I went to, the neighbor, I don't think anybody knew it was the neighbor.
Oh, he was
we thought he was someone of the family. It was the neighbor digging up the carpet and dragging it to the dumpster.
One of the last ones to leave that night.
Absolutely. It was like, wow, it had to be a family member.
Yeah, you'd think that it was someone who was like, you know, really had something invested in there. But we're talking about someone who had never met the recipients and who showed up to help.
Mm-hmm.
And Rachel, when you are going through and you imagine driving down, tell me how those producers got you to drive down that street.
Well, it was an effort of many people, not only the producers, but my family. And my father had convinced me that we were going to a coworker's house party. So I didn't think anything of it that morning when he was running a little bit late, because that was very typical. And so he came to pick up myself and my family. And as we're driving, he was going the wrong way. Yes, he knows the area very well. And so I had mentioned to him that there was a much quicker way to the area he had told me we were going. And he said, oh, you know, it's been a long time since I've been over here, but we'll get there. And
kind of like you're on out for a Sunday afternoon drive, but you were supposed to be going someplace.
Right. So we took the scenic route, as we called it. And then he tells me that we're going to stop at an intersection near the place where we were supposed to be having lunch to get the final directions. And so we stop in a parking lot at a gas station so he can call who I thought was his coworker. Turns out to be someone from the home team. So that we could get the final directions into the neighborhood to find the house.
Yeah, hold that thought just a second, Rachel, because I want to tell all our listeners. At that moment, you can bet that there was a flurry, like the Mr. Green commercial.
Right.
That was going on. So every chance we got to know exactly where she was a blessing.
Exactly.
Because we knew how quickly we had to work. It's just like this frantic activity of cleaning things before your mother-in-law shows up.
Exactly.
Okay. So go on now. Your dad calls us and says, okay, we're whatever.
And, you know, he's never really been a good liar. But I have to tell you, I completely bought this whole going to lunch thing. And that he needed the directions, because I know that this area can be confusing with the side streets. So we pull out of the parking lot and start heading down the street. And he's pointing out the homes as we're driving down, talking about how cute they are in the neighborhood and how they have nice yards and, you know, just different details about the homes. And I was agreeing as I'm looking around. I was thinking about how nice of a neighborhood this is and how it looks quiet and how maybe I could live here someday since I work in that area. And we turn down a couple of streets and I see a bunch of cars parked along the streets and some people milling around, and as we pull up to park, all of a sudden, groups of people start turning around with big black cameras in their hands and pointing them at the car and running. And so at that moment, I felt like ducking under the back seat.
Now, did you know yet what had happened?
At that moment, I was starting to put things together that this was a trick, because neither of my my boyfriend or my father would look at me.
Oh, they can't look you straight in the eye.
They wouldn't even turn their faces in my direction. And normally, if everyone is stunned, they'll all kind of look at each other. And I'm looking at both of them for a reaction, and no one's looking at me.
And you feel like a little lone soldier.
Right, and I see Troy at my passenger door.
Ah.
Troy McClain, the host of our program, ladies and gentlemen.
And, of course, I recognized him immediately because I am a fan of the show and knew that this was not a coworker's lunch.
Go on.
I kind of got tunnel vision at that point where I really couldn't hear very well, and I felt like I wasn't going to be able to stand up to get out of the car, but I made it. And Troy kind of said that my family had informed him I would do something for him, which meant to give him a hug, and of course I did. And he told me that I was, in fact, at my new home.
Wow.
And, it was very, very overwhelming.
So here you are, and you get out of the car, and are your dad and your boyfriend looking at you yet?
I have no idea.
Oh, one of those.
Yeah, I can't see anything but cameras and Troy.
Awesome.
And this gorgeous house that he's pointing at, and I can guess by the gestures that he's telling me that this is my home. And he's talking to me, telling me how everybody's been working hard, and it's been very hard for everyone to lie to me, but it was for a benefit. And then he finally guided me into the house so I could take the tour. And the whole time, it's just surreal.
Yes.
To me. I just was waiting to be pinched or to wake up. And it was really, I was in a dream state where I just felt like I was on a cloud. And I'm glad that Troy was there to hold me up, because I would have surely fallen over if he'd let go.
You know, one of the things that is very helpful, we in this world, Pat, know that nothing's done till the paperwork's done.
Yes.
And so when I met with you, Rachel, the next morning, because we got to do the paperwork, I've had recipients tell me that dream state that you just described is a place that you stay until someone brings something familiar to you, to your attention, that brings it into reality. Mm-hmm. And that's the paperwork. And yes. So how did you feel when I met you the next morning and we went over the paperwork?
I was still dreaming.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to hug you the whole time because I had found out that evening how much of a large part of this whole thing you are. And I'd met you the day of the revealing, but meeting so many people that day, I didn't understand how big of a part of this you are. And
thank you.
I'm so grateful. And you, not only for me, but everything that you do in your life is such a great thing for the people that you're helping.
So thank you very much for saying that. And when I gave you the 50-cent tour on the paperwork,
mm-hmm.
and Pat, it's with any contract, you know, where where you are giving something away, or and it's can be a daunting process for mm-hmm. someone who's in a dream state to all of a sudden shift gears. And so I kind of use the shortened definitions and version as I'm going through the paperwork with Rachel and her boyfriend John and explaining this process. And so one of the things now that is very important, and you correct me if I'm wrong, Rachel, Home Team is about helping people and giving them an opportunity to help themselves. And I want everyone to know that every recipient works hard.
Yes.
They work hard to facilitate the closure of their home and their purchase with us. Because we don't give it away. We give them the opportunity. We assist them with huge, huge pieces of transformational information. Down payment, the closing costs, how to walk through. Everyone has times in their life where things aren't so right.
That's right.
How do you work with this? How do you work with that? What is budget? How can I manage myself? How can I get it all lined up? Home ownership. The first time I sat and had to sign closing papers, I was so blessed to have someone with me who said, Stephanie, this is what this is saying.
I was the same way. It was a very good friend of mine, the yep. same way, because it was frightening, quite honestly.
To guide us through that process.
Oh, and the language and what that meant yep. and, you know, all of that. We'll take a short break when we come back. More with the Dr. Pat Show. Stay tuned, everyone.
New Spirit Journal is a publication dedicated to informing, inspiring, uplifting, and amusing you, our readers. Within its pages, you will find articles and resources that make you think, feel, question, and sometimes chuckle. New Spirit Journal provides a forum for living, growing, and learning. Our writers and advertisers have something to share with the rest of the community and are as diverse as the community itself. They are regular people just like you. At New Spirit, we see every day as a new adventure. New Spirit Journal is available at 425 locations from Bellingham to Olympia and the East Side. Get your copy today and have yourself an adventure, or visit us on the web at newspiritjournal.com. Again, that's newspiritjournal.com.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Durham of The Inquiring Mind. Our experience with Dr. Pat has had a phenomenal impact on the launching of our business. We had more than 22,000 hits on our website in our first month of programming. Anyone wishing to begin or expand their mission in life would greatly benefit from a relationship with Dr. Pat of The Dr. Pat Show. She's absolutely one of the most inspirational people I've ever met.
Hi, this is Mark Victor Hansen, and you know me for the chicken soup for the soul. But right now, I want to tell you that you've got to listen to my friend Dr. Pat. If you want insights that are out of sight, if you want to go to the next level in your life, you keep listening to this show, because she is so kind and generous, and she even lets me recommend my website, markvictorhansen.com, and if you go there, we want to give you goodies. But Pat is giving you the goodies of a bigger, better mind-brain complex, so you can get results that have results that are residual, so you get to have money freedom, time freedom, spiritual freedom, relationship freedom, and go to the highest level, which she's teaching you, which is your genius freedom.
Call called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Remember, you're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
All right, Rachel, it's all yours. You ready? Give it your best shot, girlfriend.
People are talking about people. I hear them whisper. You won't believe it. They think we're lovers. Yeah, kind of cover. I just ignore it. But they keep saying we laugh just a little too loud. We stand just a little too close.
Wait a go. What do you mean you can't do that?
You get out there and sing, girlfriend.
That's pretty dang good
that
for cold
fabulous.
Turkey.
What a great voice. Wow.
I got goosebumps. I'm telling you, honestly, I got major goosebumps. Whenever that happens to me, that is like it's so totally a message that that's just right on what you should be doing.
Wow, thank you. Wow, you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. That was Rachel, her radio debut singing.
You got it. I couldn't even hear Bonnie. Good job.
That was great. Benny, great job. Way to go. We're here talking about the home team and the role that the home team played in really facilitating Rachel's dream. And part of this is about sacred contracts. Part of this is about stepping out and living life full out, Stephanie. You know, how do you look at, and Rachel, you as well, how do you look at now? This is the now. This is where we're living. What do you see your future like? What kind of hope, what kind of inspiration, and what kind of vision do you have for yourself?
And be specific. If you be general, so will the universe. What do you want?
I would love to use this gift as a foundation for providing a great future for my children, to be able to go back to school, to better my education, provide a sense of security for my family, and to save for my children to go to good schools and to college. It's my most important goal at this point is to ensure a good future and a good mental health for my children.
So you're going to take this gift of being able to play and perform music. Is that right?
I'm sorry?
Is that what gift are you talking about that you're going to use?
The home team's gift to me of the home.
Yeah, but you got to earn that too, remember? So
yes,
what?
I am working on that very hard right now with brokers and.
Oh, yeah, you're doing a great job. That's not what I mean. Listen up. The gift you have.
Oh, I see.
Which one?
Of music.
What are you going to do with it? Where do you go? Do you get warm and fuzzy and bubbly and just like everything fits really well when you're in your silence in the morning playing or singing to yourself in the shower?
I do.
That is a fit. And that's one of the ways that you can provide happiness and security for your family. When we are all of us, Pat, when we're in sync with ourselves.
It's the groove.
When we're congruent, when we're in the groove.
Yeah.
Everything is possible.
Yeah, absolutely. There is no external noise. We're totally aligned with the divine and the energy of the universe. And in that moment is the moment to be really clear about what you want in life.
Absolutely.
So to not compromise.
Nope. So when I ask you, Rachel, what are you going to do? Now, give me one thing that you're doing now. Not gonna, not trying, not thinking about. One thing that you're doing now that is going to assist you in that eloquently stated journey of yours in your life. One thing. Just getting up in the morning, making a phone call, going to work, calling us.
Going to work every day and today, getting up today and just...
Showing up in your life.
Yes. being a part of my own life.
You know, she has the cutest little three-year-old twins, her paternal twins.
Yeah.
Or fraternal. Fraternal is the word. Little boy and little girl. And that
Isn't that awesome?
Oh, that little
girl. What are
girl.
Their names? Can we have their names?
John and Jeanette.
John and Jeanette.
Beautiful.
And Jeanette has got this long ringlet hair.
Mm.
And looks like when the little girl, when she's good, she's great. And when she's bad, she's horrid. With right. a little... With a little.
Got it.
Is that
so
right?
You know her already.
And she has got this ball of energy, which is... You know, very much inspiring for you, I'm sure, to try and, you know, keeping up with twins must be tough anyway. I mean, holy Toledo, you guys are going Mach 2. And, of course, your grandmother helps you a lot with your kids, doesn't she? Hello?
Yes.
Oh, there you are.
I lost you for a second.
Oh, but you found me again.
I'm
here.
So you get a lot of support from your
support.
Family. Right.
They're
awesome.
I wouldn't. Be where I am without them. Mm.
And
once I decided to turn my life around and straighten up, they were right there with me, which I had pushed them away for so long that I would have never thought it would have been, I would be this close with them again.
So now that you are a mother and a mother of twins, you had said that one of the reasons that you wanted to change is that you wanted to create a situation, you knew what a mother should be, wanted to be, what you needed to be for them. And how is that inspiring you to be more? What is it when you think of a mother, what's the best gift you can give your children?
That sense of security I talk about.
Yeah.
Just knowing they have somewhere to go that is not judgmental and will just give the best advice that I know how to give and guidance in their own lives. Just to be there for them and for them to know they have somewhere to go.
Absolutely. And now where do they get to go? They get to go home.
Exactly.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there, before we, Pat and I wrap up the end of the show here, is there anything in particular that I haven't asked you or any statement that you want to make, anything that you want all of the nation to hear about you, your journey, or any message that you want to give them?
That no matter how hard things are at one point in your life, that's not the way they're going to be forever. And it's not going to happen on its own. Things won't get better on their own. You have to work and stand up off the ground and start walking into your own future. It's just not going to happen on its own.
Well done.
Absolutely. Well said. That is a very, very powerful message. You have to start walking into your own future. I absolutely love that. Maybe you'll write a song one day about that.
Oh, yes.
What do you think?
I may. Maybe.
Yes, and please let us know when you do.
Certainly.
So we can get that played.
Absolutely. Pat, this is an exemplary, this is an example of what I get to experience. Every week I'm on the road with a family.
Now, and folks can really watch this show.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
As a matter of fact, here in the Seattle area.
Right.
It's on, you can go to the website at hometeam.com and confirm this for your area, no matter where you're listening in the nation.
Exactly.
And in the Seattle area, they're on Saturdays on Channel 6. This week's episode is our Philadelphia story.
Exactly. So, for those of you, you can actually see this reveal with Rachel.
November, the week of November 6th. You want to see Sheila and Smitty and Nancy and John and the twins and Rachel and all of us there? The week of November 6th, this particular episode will air.
Wow, thank
Isn't that
you.
Cool?
Thank you, Rachel. Thank you so much. Much success to you. It's already divinely in front of you and yours. It's already there for you. Remember to dream big.
Keep on dreaming. Above the clouds, there is the sun.
Absolutely. That's what we say here.
Yeah, but it's only been recently.
I know.
Now,
our friends in Tampa are saying, what is she talking about?
Yeah,
sun's
right.
already out.
Yeah, no kidding.
Exactly.
We'll be going to Tampa Bay, or Tampa area, I mean, also. And, you know, I need to let everybody know we are looking for recipients. I'll just give you, I've done this before, but I can't give you the exact order, okay, because
yeah,
that way I'd get in trouble. But we're going to be in the Dallas area. We're going to be in the New York area. We are going to be in the Nashville area. And, in fact, we're going to be in the Miami and or Tampa area.
All right.
When? I can't say. You need to submit. Go to the website, www.hometeam.com, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you.
Wow, this is really fabulous. It's always wonderful to really just see how things manifest. Now, you're pulling a couple cards over there. What are you pulling?
Well,
can
I just wondered, you know, I was sitting here and I was going, okay, what are a couple of cards maybe that will give Pat and I in this program? And the two cards that came up was the artist,
mm-hmm.
which is artistic expression.
Absolutely.
Of all sorts, including music. But even the way you conduct a radio, Pat, is an artistry of it's creative, emotional. Mm. And the other card that came up is the Avenger. I love the Avenger. The Avenger kind of is like our Robin Hood guy. You know?
I like that too. Yeah. We're going to talk about that one next time.
That sounds good.
That's a good card to talk about. Really explain that. Thank you all for listening. Don't forget tomorrow, right back here on KKNW at noon, the Dr. Pat Show will be broadcasting live. We've got a great show for you. We're going to be conducting readings with the Light Worker Group, so you can call in for that show and get a reading with Steve Rother, and as well as the Forgiveness Initiative, folks. Great show tomorrow. And then we'll see you on Monday. All right, have yourselves a great weekend.
Thank you for joining us today for the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. The Dr. Pat Show can be heard live Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on KKNW AM 1150 and every Tuesday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Pacific on voiceamerica.com. So join Dr. Pat live or listen 24/7 at www.thedrpatshow.com.
Views expressed on the preceding...